Welcome to our deep dive, everyone, all about families and nature.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
It is. You guys send in so much cool stuff, articles about activities you can do with your family, tips on nature journaling, even testimonials from other families about how they make it work.
Yeah, there were some pretty inspiring stories in there.
For sure. So what we're going to do today is really dig into why nature is so good at bringing families closer.
Yeah, let's go beyond just making a list of activities. Let's
Yeah,
figure out the why.
exactly.
Sounds good to me.
So to get started, I gotta say, I was really blown away by the science. Like, I know being outside feels good, but learning about how it actually affects our brains and bodies,
It's pretty amazing, right?
it's wild.
Yeah, like we always say nature reduces stress, but it's not just a saying. There's actual science behind it.
So it's real, like it's measurable.
It is. Being in nature actually lowers our cortisol levels,
Cortisol, that's
the stress hormone.
the one that makes us all crazy.
Exactly. It can really make family time tough.
So you're saying we're less likely to yell at our kids if we take them for a hike?
Basically, yeah. Plus, nature boosts those feel-good chemicals, like serotonin and dopamine.
So happy chemicals.
You got it. They help us feel connected and happy, so we're less stressed in a better mood when we're outdoors.
Nature is like magic, making us better people.
Well, it certainly helps, but there's more.
Okay, what else?
Studies show nature also helps with something called theory of mind.
Theory of mind.
Yeah, it's our ability to understand how other people are feeling and what they're thinking.
Oh, empathy, basically.
Exactly. It's super important for any relationship, especially with family.
So basically, if we take a family hike, we might actually listen to each other for once.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a guaranteed solution, but it definitely helps.
I like it. Maybe we should all live in a treehouse.
Maybe not a treehouse, but the point is, nature sets us up to be better with each other.
That's a good point. And it's a perfect lead-in to the next part of our deep dive.
Which is.
All those awesome family nature activity ideas you guys send in.
Oh, yeah. And your sources didn't just list ideas. They've talked about how each activity helps us in different ways.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's get started. We've got a whole year of ideas to cover, beginning with spring. I can already picture all the flowers blooming.
It's the best time of year. A fresh start.
So the first thing that jumped out at me was planting a family garden.
Oh, I've always wanted to try that.
It would be so cool taking care of those little seeds and watching them grow into food or even just flowers.
It's a great way to learn about nature, like those cycles of life and stuff. And you don't need a ton of space.
Right. You could even do it on a balcony if you had to.
Definitely. And everyone can get involved. Doesn't matter how old you are.
The little ones can help with the watering and stuff, and the older folks can share all their gardening wisdom.
Totally. It's like bringing the whole family together and then watching those plants grow.
It's pretty amazing, right? You get to see the bees buzzing around and how everything works together.
It really is. Right in your backyard.
And then you get to eat what you grow.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. But it's not just about the food, right? It's about working together as a family.
It really is. It's about patience and teamwork and being proud of what you accomplish together.
Okay, gardening is officially on my spring to-do list. What else did we get?
Well, spring is a great time to explore with all your senses.
Like, what do you mean?
Like going on a nature scavenger hunt, making a list of things to find, different kinds of leaves, animal tracks, wildflowers.
Oh, that would be fun, especially for the kids.
Yeah, it's like a big treasure hunt. It gets everyone excited about exploring.
We could even make it a competition.
There you go. It gets everyone looking closely at nature. You never know. You might even find a bird's nest or spotted deer.
Those are the memories you never forget.
But.
Speaking of awesome things in nature, spring is also when the birds come back.
Oh, yeah. After a long winter, it's so nice to hear them singing again.
It really is. And bird watching is something the whole family can enjoy.
Right. You don't need any fancy equipment, just some patience and a love for nature.
And there's so much to talk about, like learning to identify the different birds, figuring out where they live.
It's amazing how far they travel, too,
It really is.
migrating all over the place.
I'm starting to think spring might be my favorite time of year to get outside.
It's definitely up there. But the fun doesn't stop when spring ends.
Oh, yeah. Summer's just around the corner.
And it's full of family adventures.
I'm already feeling the
I
sunshine.
know, right? And your sources had tons of ideas for summer fun. One thing that really stood out in the articles you sent was this idea of adventure. Like, summer is the perfect time to try something new as a family,
Yeah, make some memories we'll be talking about for years.
Exactly. So what kind of adventures are we talking about? Well, all those classic summer things, hiking, camping, even just exploring a new park. Those are the experiences that push you a little bit outside your comfort zone.
And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, right? Like you mentioned, you're thinking about trying hiking with your family.
I am, yeah. It seems like a good place to start.
Totally. And those sources had some great tips about picking trails that are good for families, starting small and working your way up to longer hikes.
I like that. Small steps.
Yeah. And the best part is, it's not just about reaching the end of the trail. It's about what you see and experience along the way.
Oh, for sure. Taking time to notice things.
The little things, like what kind of plants and animals you see. Maybe you find a cool rock or a feather.
Right. Or just stopping to enjoy a beautiful view.
And you know what I love about hiking? It forces you to unplug. Like, yeah. There's no wifey in the woods.
Well, not usually.
So you can't be checking your phone every 5 seconds. It's like a digital detox you don't even have to try for.
That's a good point. We get so caught up in our digital lives these days. It's nice to just disconnect for a little bit.
It really is. And reconnect with each other. And when you're hiking together, especially if it's a little challenging, you kind of have to rely on each other. Like, yeah. Helping each other over obstacles.
Cheering each other on when it gets tough.
Exactly. And celebrating those little victories together, it's a great way to build teamwork. And resilience, too.
I like that. Resilience.
Yeah.
Because life is full of challenges, right?
So, for sure. So if you can face a tough hike together as a family, you can face anything. Okay, so hiking is definitely on our summer list. What about camping? I haven't been in ages, but reading those family testimonials makes me want to dust off the tent.
It's such a classic summer experience. There's a reason why people love it so much.
I remember going with my family when I was a kid, telling stories around the campfire, roasting marshmallows.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Falling asleep under the stars. Pure magic.
It sounds like it. And those are the memories you hold on to, right?
Yeah.
The sound of the fire crackling,
mm-hmm.
The smell of pine needles. Those sensory experiences really stick with us.
They do. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be a big wilderness trip. You mentioned you have a small backyard.
Yeah, we do.
You could totally set up a tent there, even for just one night.
Ooh, that's a good idea. We could even try building a little campfire.
Exactly. It's all about creating those special moments together, no matter where you are. Okay, camping is back on the list for sure, whether it's a fancy campground or our own backyard.
I'm in. But what about when it's really hot out and all you want to do is cool off?
Ah, that's what summer is all about. Bring on the water adventures.
Exactly. And your sources had tons of ideas for that.
Swimming, kayaking, paddle boarding. I'm ready for all of it.
Me too. And each one is a little bit different. Like, swimming is great exercise, but kayaking and paddle boarding let you explore rivers and lakes.
Oh, one of the families talked about how they made kayaking their family thing.
Oh, wow.
They'd pack a picnic and paddle down the river until they found the perfect spot to eat.
That's such a cute idea. I love it.
Me too. Okay, kayak picnic is officially added to the summer bucket list. But let's not forget about those summer evenings when you're not quite ready to go inside yet. What about some stargazing?
Oh, I haven't done that in forever.
It's so magical, though, laying on a blanket and looking up at all those stars. I used to try to find constellations when I was a kid.
I did, too. And make wishes on shooting stars.
Yes. Did they ever come true?
Uh-huh. Maybe a few. But even if they didn't, there's something so amazing about looking up at the night sky.
It makes you realize how big the universe is. And how small we are.
Totally. And it's a great way to start conversations about all sorts of things, like science, mythology.
It really gets you thinking. Okay, so we've got hiking, camping, water adventures, stargazing. This is shaping up to be one awesome summer. But I'm also noticing a theme here.
Oh, what's that?
We've talked a lot about the activities and experiences you can have in nature, but what about the deeper stuff? Like, how does all this actually strengthen our relationships with our families?
That's a great question. And that's exactly what we're going to explore next.
Ooh, I like it.
We're going to dive into those emotional benefits of connecting with nature as a family.
Okay, I'm ready. This is going to be good. Okay, so let's dive into those emotional benefits. I'm really curious to hear more about this.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing to have fun in nature, but it's another to really understand how it impacts our relationships.
Exactly. You know, as I was reading through all those articles, I kept seeing this phrase, intentional family time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's not just about being in nature. It's about being present with each other, too.
I like that. Being present.
And one of the best ways to do that, according to those articles, is through mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Yeah, we touched on that a little earlier.
We did. But how do we actually do that with our families, like when we're out on a hike or something?
Well, think about it this way. Instead of just walking through the woods, try to really experience the woods.
Okay, I like that.
Engage all your senses. What do you see? Hear? Smell?
Yeah.
Feel?
Ooh, like a sensory adventure.
Exactly. And when you focus on those details, you're training your mind to be present in the moment.
And not thinking about all the other stuff we usually worry about.
Exactly. Work, school, that giant to-do list. Just let it all go.
Yeah.
And be there with your family.
Oh, one of the articles mentioned a fun exercise. It's called Find Five Things.
I've heard of that one.
So everyone has to find five things in nature that they've never noticed before.
Doesn't matter how small.
Yeah. It's a cool way to get everyone looking closely and appreciating the little things.
And it can lead to some great conversations, too.
Totally. Okay, so mindful nature walks, sensory adventures. What else can we do to make family time more intentional?
Well, another big theme in your sources was gratitude.
Ooh, I love gratitude.
Me too. It sounds cheesy, but it really can make a difference.
But how do we actually do that in nature?
Easy. Just take a minute to share something you're grateful for.
Like what?
Anything. The sunshine, the birds singing, the fact that you're together as a family.
Ah, it doesn't have to be a big formal thing, right?
Nope. It can be a quiet moment, a little whisper to your kid, or even just a thought in your own head.
And we could even make it part of our family routines.
Yeah, like starting a gratitude journal. Everyone writes down one thing they're grateful for after being outside.
Or a gratitude jar. We used to do that when I was a kid.
Oh, fine. And then at the end of the week, you can read all the little notes together.
I love that. Okay. I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy inside now. And you know what I think goes hand in hand with gratitude? Storytelling.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me more.
Remember all those awesome summer adventure stories we were talking about? They're even better when you share them with a grateful heart.
Absolutely. You're not just telling a story. You're passing down memories and values to your kids.
Creating a family history. And, you know, stories don't have to be just words.
Oh, yeah. What else?
Think about all those creative things families do in nature.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Like building fairy houses.
Right.
Or making nature mandalas out of rocks and flowers.
I've seen those. So pretty.
Right. Or even just having a good old-fashioned mud fight.
Haha. I'll never say no to a mud fight.
Me neither. Those are the moments your kids will remember forever. Oh, and one family in those testimonials talked about making little museum exhibits in their backyard.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They'd gather cool rocks and leaves and feathers and arrange them all fancy with little labels.
So creative.
I know, right? Nature gives you so much inspiration.
It really does. And the possibilities are endless.
For sure. But as we wrap up our deep dive, I think it's important to remember that connecting with nature as a family isn't about being perfect.
It's not about checking all the boxes.
Exactly. It's about trying new things, being open to the experience, and most importantly, having fun together.
And don't forget, nature is always there waiting for you. No matter what time of year it is, no matter what the weather's like.
Even if you live in the city.
Exactly. Just take a small step, see where it leads you. I promise you won't regret it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we sign off, here's a little something to think about. What's one small step you can take this week to bring a little more nature into your family's routine?
Maybe it's a walk around the block after dinner.
Yeah.
Or reading a book about nature together.
Or even just stepping outside to look at the stars for a few minutes.
Every little bit counts.
It really does. And who knows, it might spark a lifelong love of nature for your whole family.
That's a wrap.
Until next time, happy adventuring, everyone.